Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 21st. You'll be interested to know, 39 years ago, today in 1986, in a much-hyped television special, American journalist Geraldo Rivera opened a vault discovered in the former headquarters of notorious gangster Al Capone, only to reveal it was empty, disappointing an estimated 30 million television viewers. This event highlighted the sensationalism surrounding Capone's legacy and the public's enduring fascination with organized crime. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 37 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Monday with temperatures climbing to around 58 and a light east wind. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and likely rain showers after 10 p.m. with a low of 48 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 12:15 with a high tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers on Tuesday with partly sunny skies and a high near 73. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny to sunny with highs around 67. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s to low 50s. A slight chance of rain returns Friday evening. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, it's Marathon Monday and Patriots Day. This iconic event, now in its 129th year, attracts tens of thousands of racers and spectators, featuring a 26.2-mile course that runs from Hopkinton to Boston. The first wave of runners will start at approximately 10 a.m., with the final wave beginning around 11:15 a.m. The marathon will be broadcast on Channel 5 in Boston, and ESPN will cover the event for those outside the Northeast from 8:30 to 1. Now on to sports. In the NBA playoffs this weekend, the Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets 95-85, thanks to standout performances from Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavs dominated the Miami Heat, winning 121-100, led by Ty Jerome, who scored 28 points. The Oklahoma City Thunder showcased their strength in a historic 131-80 victory against the Memphis Grizzlies, while the Celtics blew out the Magic. In local sports, last night, the Celtics secured a commanding victory over the Magic, 103-86 at the Garden. Derek White showed guts with 30 points, while Jason Tatum stayed in the game despite a fall, contributing crucial plays. Wednesday night, the Celtics host the Orlando Magic at TD Garden for Game 2 of the East first round. The Celtics are favored by 9.5 points. And happy Marathon Monday, all. Yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox were defeated by the White Sox 8-4. Despite homers from Abreu and Vaughn, Boston couldn't keep up. Kelly took the loss, allowing 5 runs, and the Sox struggled defensively with 1 error. Key moments included Vaughn's two-run homer in the eighth, sealing the victory for Chicago. The Sox now sit at 12-11 after this loss. This morning, the Sox face the White Sox at Fenway in the final game of this four-game series. Walker Buehler, with a 2-1 record and a 5.23 ERA, goes up against Jonathan Cannon. First pitch is at 11:10 under clear skies, 53 degrees. This is our city. Let's go Red Sox. In top news, at 77 years old, runner Jeannie Rice exhibits outstanding fitness, rivaling that of a 25-year-old. Researchers are studying her remarkable endurance, as most runners experience significant performance declines after 70. Rice has shattered world records in her age group and aims to compete in the Boston Marathon today. Her exceptional maximal oxygen uptake aligns with youth levels, revealing insights into healthy aging. Consistent training, a nutritious diet, and a passion for running contribute to her success. Rice inspires others, demonstrating that it's never too late to start exercising and fostering a belief that age is just a number. In business news, the ongoing tariff war is reshaping the competition between PepsiCo and Coca-Cola. PepsiCo, which produces nearly all of its soda concentrate in Ireland, is facing a 10% tariff on its products. This puts Pepsi at a disadvantage, as Coca-Cola produces most of its concentrate for American sodas domestically in Atlanta and Puerto Rico, reducing its tariff exposure. With Pepsi's market share dwindling, the new tariffs complicate efforts to revive U.S. soda sales. Meanwhile, the trade conflict could also affect independent bottlers, raising concerns over costs and competition. The cola wars continue to heat up. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% over the weekend to about $87,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 4% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In today's digital age, protecting your personal information has become crucial. Google's updated tool, Results About You, reveals the extent of your data exposure, including home addresses and phone numbers on people search websites. Easily accessible information can lead to junk mail, identity theft, and even harassment, particularly for public figures. To mitigate risks, consider using services like Delete Me, which help remove your data from the internet. Regularly check your online presence and opt out of data brokers to minimize your digital footprint. Remember, staying vigilant is key in this connected world. And in entertainment news, a new theatrical Star Wars movie titled Star Wars Starfighter is set to hit theaters on May 28, 2027. Announced at Star Wars Celebration in Japan, this standalone film takes place 5 years after The Rise of Skywalker. Directed by Shawn Levy, known for Deadpool and Wolverine, it features Ryan Gosling in a leading role. The film is described as an entirely new adventure featuring all new characters set in a period of time that has not been explored on screen yet. Additionally, Starfighter will be preceded by The Mandalorian spin-off, releasing on May 22nd, 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American political figure and activist, Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, "With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.